Hey, good news, I'm here with Ryan, and today we're gonna be talking about application security and how to ask the right questions so you can make sure your workloads are secure on Azure. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show, where we'll be discussing the challenges you and our other tech-savvy customers have encountered. Together, we'll be talking with experts to find out how they think about these problems, recommended tools and best practices, and tips they've learned from years of experience that you can use. So today, we're really lucky because we have Ryan Makhbabad, Security Cloud Solutions Architect Manager, to talk with us about the well-architected framework security pillar. And I think the best way to talk about this is for me to switch over to being a customer. So let me switch to customer mode. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, David.
Hey, so I could really use your help. I'm an app developer and I've got this project underway and I am aware that there's all these security requirements that I have for it. And I also don't want it to put out insecure code. That would be terrible. But the problem is that I've been looking at the world of security and there's just so many things there and I don't know where to get started. Do you have any advice on where to get started with this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. At Microsoft, we have something called the Azure Well-Architected Framework. And this is a five pillars that actually help you go through your workload. Do you want to take a look at that?
Yeah, that would be super cool if we could.
Okay, here you have docs.microsoft.com. And I've searched for Azure Well-Architected Framework. In this documentation, you can see the five different pillars that we have for the Well-Architected Framework. We have cost optimization, operational excellence, performance efficiency, reliability, and security. Now, I can briefly describe the other four pillars, and then we'll go into the security pillar.
Awesome.
For cost optimization, this is really about maximizing the value that you get for the money spent. Operational excellence is making sure that you're able to deploy your workload and manage it. Performance efficiency is really about ensuring that your workload is able to handle changes in load. Reliability is about ensuring that you have the ability to recover from any failures that may happen and the plan that you have in place to respond to them. And finally, security is really about protecting your applications and identifying the risks that you're willing to accept. So do you want to keep drilling into looking at the security pillar?
Yes, please.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and click on this link here, which will take us to the overview of the security pillar. Now, this documentation is pretty comprehensive. And if you go through and you scroll down, you'll see a list of different security topics that actually go to additional documentation for security and what you need to think you as you work on the security of your application.
So I'm seeing a lot of items there, and that was my original problem where I didn't know where to start and there were so many things. Is there anything I can do to like see the stuff that would be most applicable to what I gotta pay attention to first, just to get some sort of ordering to all these things?
Absolutely. We know that not everyone has time to go through each of these documentations in order to identify what they need to be thinking about before they get their workload deployed. And so what we've done is we've created an assessment called the Microsoft Azure Well-Architected Review that allows you to actually go through and answer a short list of questions to identify the different recommendations that you need to focus on.
Cool.
So let's take a look at that, huh?
Yes, please.
All right. Here we have the Azure Well-Architected Review. And we have the ability here to name it what we want to name it that is relevant to our specific workload and helps us to differentiate between different assessments. So I'm going to go ahead and name it Security App. Now, if I want to, I can also sign in with my credentials, and that will save this assessment within the context of my identity and my subscription. It will also provide me with the opportunity to get additional recommendations from the Azure portal.
I would love to see what happens when you do that. Would you mind doing that?
Absolutely. Now I've signed in. So we have the assessment name, we're connected, and we're going to scroll down and select security. Once we select security, we'll see on the left-hand side that a list of questions pop up. And these are the questions that we're going to go through as part of the review. Let me click on next. Now here you see the start of the review. You'll see a list of questions and topics for each one of these questions. So in this case, we have you done a threat analysis of your workload? Each one of these actually has a tooltip that is embedded within it. So once you hover over it, if you want to find out more information on what each of these are, you can go ahead and hover over it and see the tooltip that is for that specific item. Now, there's only 13 questions, but it does take some time and thought to go through these. So I've gone ahead and done one. Do you want to take a look at that, David?
Yeah, I kind of would like to see, like, after I go through these questions and work through it, what I get in the end. That would be awesome if you have the ability to show me that.
Okay, let me go ahead and switch to that. Now you have your results from your well-architected review. When you scroll down, you'll see the summary of your results, as well as information about any other assessments that you have completed because you've signed in and your assessments will be saved. When you continue scrolling down, on the left-hand side, you'll see the recommendations that are specific to the assessment that you just took and the answers that you just gave. And you'll see the other recommendations that are based upon the workloads that you have in the cloud and that you now have insight into because you signed in. What do you think about that, David?
Well, I gotta say it's really cool because now not only do I know what to go read about and what to do based on, you know, the assessment I did, but also there's something out there looking at the stuff that we're already running, and that seems really super cool. So I think that helps me out, and I know where to get started as a customer. So in order to do that, so I think it's probably time for me to switch back to host mode. So I think I'm going to do that now. Hey, so welcome back. Thank you so much, Ryan, for that help. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody who's watching this. Thank you for watching this episode of the Azure Enablement Show. Please don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, and join us again to watch more Azure Enablement Show.